ألم
ألم
يأن
يأن
للذين
للذين
آمنوا أن تخشع
تخشع
قلوبهم
قلوبهم
لذكر
لذكر
الله؟
الله؟
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In the previous video, we talked about stretch goals during the month of Ramadan. And in this video, we're going to be talking about the blueprint of implementing and achieving these goals by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having goals is great, it gives us direction, but it is the system that actually makes us progress towards these goals. And do I need to have a plan? Do I need to have these goals in order to truly benefit from Ramadan? The answer is no. But if you are like me and the vast majority, then having a plan and having these goals will inshallah take our Ramadan to a completely different level. And one of the best things that we can do is work on ourselves, work on our spirituality, work on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the more taqwa we attain, the more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we become, the more we understand our deen and how it relates to not only our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our relationship with other people as well. When it comes to our work, our families, our relatives, we will see other areas in our lives improve automatically. We will approach our work with ihsan. We'll try to do the best that we can because we expect the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we know that He's watching us. So step one is, what do you want? I hope you've decided on what you want to accomplish this Ramadan. What 1 to 3 goals are you going to focus on that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remember, we want to continue these actions even after Ramadan. In Ramadan, we're going to stretch ourselves and do as much as we can. But once Ramadan is done and we snap back, we're still going to continue with these goals. And Ramadan is the perfect opportunity to stretch ourselves. There is so much motivation involved for us to do good and stay away from bad. Example for spiritual goals are charity, Quran, Qiyam, helping people, bettering our salah, reflecting over the Quran, and other things that we can do. So once we've decided on 1 to 3 goals that we want to implement during Ramadan and continue even after Ramadan. So as an example, we're going to look at Qiyam al-Layl. Step number 2 in the blueprint is to know your reason for accomplishing this goal. Have a big enough reason why you want to accomplish this goal. Ask yourselves questions. How is my life going to change if I were to be able to establish Qiyam al-Layl? Look for references that's going to increase your motivation. For example, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends every night in a way that is befitting for His Majesty to the lowest heaven when the last third of the night remains. And he says, who will call upon me that I may answer him? Who will ask of me that I may give him? Who will seek my forgiveness that I may forgive him? So we want to work on these things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to have a big enough reason that's going to keep motivating us to push towards this goal. Step number 3 is to have a concrete plan. So going back to the example of Qiyam al-Layl, after Ramadan, I want to be waking up 15 minutes before Salat al-Fajr and praying my witr and making dua. So in Ramadan, the first 10 days, for example, I want to be praying 2 rak'ah of Qiyam every single night. Then the next 10 days, I take it up another level to 4 rak'ah. And in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, I strive and I try to pray 6 rak'ah of Qiyam al-Layl with dua. And once Ramadan is finished, I continue. I don't give up on this goal, but now I continue from step 1, which is to wake up 15 minutes before Fajr, pray my witr, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to build habits in order to accomplish these goals. And it's best to keep it simple. Don't focus on the entire task, but just focus on the beginning of the task. So in order to build this habit, we're going to focus on the what, the when, and the where for each of these goals. So for example, in regards to our goal of Qiyam al-Layl, every night at 4 a.m. I will wake up and I will perform wudu. If we have a Quran-related goal, then it can be every day after Salat al-Dhuhr, I will open the Mus'haf. So we want to focus on the beginning action that will lead to the execution of the task. Because if you wake up and make wudu, are you going to go back to sleep? Chances are you're going to go and perform Qiyam al-Layl. You're going to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to write all this down. And step 4 is to execute and evaluate. Having a goal is great. Writing it down on paper is even better. But if we fail to execute, then we're never going to achieve the goal. So we want to execute from day one and keep track of our progress. And we keep it simple, keep it very, very simple. For example, on a calendar with the date, just tick yes. So three things that will help us inshallah execute. Number one is to remind ourselves why we want to do this. How our lives will change if we were to accomplish this. How much more barakah would it bring in our lives? Number two is to have an accountability partner. We tell somebody about our goals. For example, a family member, a sibling, our spouse, a friend. And they hold us accountable to these goals. That if they see us slacking, they remind us that, hey, didn't you have these goals that you wanted to do? So we find somebody that's going to hold us accountable. At the same time, we try to be somebody's accountability partner as well. And number three, to have a reward system. Of course, we expect the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will see the improvements in our lives. In addition to that, we also want to have something that we can look forward to. Something I want to buy, perhaps something I want to do. And I hold off on that until the end of Ramadan. I track my progress every single day during Ramadan. And if I achieve 85%, because it is natural for some days for us to not be able to accomplish what we set out to do. And that's fine, we need to take it easy on ourselves. So if we get 85% or higher, then I'm entitled to that gift. Then I'm entitled to doing that thing that I want to do. And we want to evaluate our progress. So we track our progress every single day. And we keep it very simple. Just put the date and yes or no, whether or not we did the task that we were set to do. And on the days that we fail to execute, we need to find out the reason why. Especially if we miss 2 days in a row. What's the reason I'm not being able to establish Qiyam? Am I sleeping too late? Am I eating too much before going to bed? If I'm in bed, am I spending too much time on the phone? We need to find out the reason why we are being prevented from establishing Qiyam. And many times it can be a sin. Because in order to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be done in obedience to Him. And sins can block us from getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there's a sin that we're doing, something that we saw, something that we heard, something that we said even, we might have spoken bad about somebody, that can prevent us from achieving our goal. So we identify what is the reason we're unable to accomplish this task, and then we fix it. And lastly, step number five, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to believe that this goal is achievable. That we can continue even after Ramadan and accomplish it during Ramadan. And we consistently and constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. To make this action beloved to us. To make it easy for us to go and execute. And we believe with certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us reach that goal. So today's exercise is to make your plan in regards to each goal. Step one. What do we want? Step two, why do we want it? We need to have a big enough reason to motivate us. Step number three, make an actual plan and keep it simple because complexity is the enemy of execution. So if we keep things simple, then we'll go out and execute. Number four, we need to actually go out and take action and evaluate our progress. And if things are not working, we need to find out the reason why it's not working. And number five, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe with certainty that He is going to give us that which we want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach the month of Ramadan and make this the best Ramadan ever. And may He forgive our sins and make us amongst those who He frees from the hellfire. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم